You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Hello at magandang araw sa ating lahat. Ako po si James. I'm one of the pastors of Victory Metro East. It is a joy and a blessing that we are together once again here in our worship service online. May we all be encouraged by God's word today. We will focus our attention in the second half of Romans chapter 5 as we continue with our series, The Gospel Explained. Let me read Romans chapter 5, verse 12 to 21. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. Verse 15, but the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is God's word for us today. Tayo po'y manalangin. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from your mouth. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you teach us your word, give us understanding, Lord, and I pray that out of this word that we will receive, may you transform continually our lives. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are still under general community quarantine for more than 4 months now. And I remember po, one of the news way back last May during the Metro Manila Enhanced Community Quarantine, a certain person by the name of Joshua Basa, a food delivery driver and a working student, who passed by a checkpoint in España, Manila, and he was surprised to receive $100 from a police officer by the name of Sir John Nasino. So this is just one act of kindness to a person. And of course, the recipient was so blessed together with his loved ones. On the other hand, there is another news coming from the DILG or the Department of Interior and Local Government. And it ordered the Philippine National Police to immediately investigate reported anomalies in relation to the social amelioration program distribution. there was a report that helped the PNP to arrest a Barangay Kagawad who allegedly pocketed more than half of the social amelioration program cash aid that was intended for his poor constituent. So imagine, this one is one act of wickedness. And this one act of wickedness brought disgrace and shame to the person. And it affected also his loved ones. And here in our reading, God revealed through the Apostle Paul about the act of one man. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12, in the first part of the verse, it says, "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man." So one man brought sin into the world. And who is this one man? Well, this one man is the first human being and who was the representative of the human race. You know that, we all know that, and that is Adam. So Paul tells us in the passage that we just read, the sin of Adam, Romans 5, verse 19, first part of the verse, the sin of disobedience. We were all made sinners. Adam disobeyed the command of the Lord in Genesis chapter 2, right? When the Lord commanded Adam in Genesis 2, 16 and 17, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat." But Adam ate what was forbidden by the Lord. And all of us, po, we can relate to this kind of sin where there are people, ayaw sumunod po sa authority, may mga pasaway, meron na nga pong signage na nakalagay, "Huwag tumawid" o "Bawal tumawid, may namatay na dito." And yet, still, yung mga tao, tumatawid pa din sila. Sinabi na nga po yung ng government, yung directive na magsuot ng face mask paglabas ng bahay. And yet, there are still people who violate that directive by the government. So, because of that sin of disobedience, all of us, we were made sinners. In other words, a person does not become a sinner by committing sin. No, a person is a sinner because that person has a sinful nature. And because of the sin nature of Adam, we inherited that in him. You know, it's so sad, but it's reality. In fact, yung pong kasalanan po ay may kabayaran. Romans 5, verse 12, second part po ng verse, "And death through sin." So death spread to all men because all sinned. Dahil po sa kasalanan, nagkaroon po tayo ng kamatayan. And talking about death, there are three aspects of death. The first one is the spiritual death. You know, when talk about death, death conveys a sense of separation. And yung pong first death ni Adam was a spiritual separation from God. Na immediately po, na-experience niya po yun after he disobeyed the Lord. And Paul agrees to that when he wrote this letter to the Ephesians in Ephesians 2:1. "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins." So for Adam and Eve, yung kanila pong spiritual death is that they were evicted, they were removed, expelled from the Garden of Eden. Their fellowship with God was cut off, hence they died spiritually. And so, sabi po dun sa Romans 5:12, na death spread to all men. Hindi lang po si Adam ang nakaranas po ng spiritual death, but all of us, we inherited the sin of Adam, and so we all died. We all died spiritually. We were the living dead. We were like zombies. So spiritual death, that's the first aspect of death. The second aspect is physical. And of course, physical death brings separation from of one soul from his body and separation from fellow human beings. So si Adam po, he died physically at the age of 930 years. In fact, sabi nga po ni Lord sa kanya, Genesis 3:19, "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Physical death. But the third aspect of death is eternal death. It's the second death. Hindi lang po ito eternal separation from God, but this it's includes eternal torment in the lake of fire. You know, I like what this theologian in history said, Albert Barnes. He said, "Every gravestone gives a silent testimony to the spread and reign of sin since the time of Adam." Every gravestone, yung, if you pass by, as you know, yung pong tomb, right, is a silent testimony to the spread and reign of sin since the time of Adam. And in Romans 5:17, it says, "If because of one man's trespass, death reigned." Hindi lang po kumalat yung kasalanan. In verse 17, death reigned through that one man. In the New Century Version, it says, "Death ruled all people." So imagine Adam, who became the representative of a death-destined society. Lahat po tayo, we are included in that death-destined society. Every individual born into that society, that death-destined society, all of us shares that destiny of death as well. Now, because death reigned, we were disconnected in fellowship with the Lord. All of us, we were all destined to be eternally separated from God. But the deeper consequence to death is in verse 16 in the second part. "For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation." Not only that we die spiritually, or we will die physically, or there will be eternal death, but there's also this what we call condemnation. Because of one sin, it brought condemnation to all of us. And the word condemnation basically is to judge someone as definitely guilty and thus subject to punishment. In fact, Paul repeated that word condemnation in verse 18, in first part of verse 18. "Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men." So, ibig po sabihin po nito, we are all declared guilty. We will be eternally punished for our sin. Lahat po tayo, we are all at fault. We are all to be blamed for our sin. We are all in the wrong. We are all condemned. Condemned to divine punishment and doom. So the question is, what is our way out from the reign of sin and death? How can we be set free from the reign of sin and death? You know, Paul answered that in the passage, in verse 15. "But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ abounded. Wow, abounded for many. So Paul here mentioned these words, free gift, twice in this passage of our reading. And when you talk about free gift, it means a gift of grace, an undeserved favor. It refers to something given by God completely apart from human merit. Imagine, for example, isa pong empleyado na irresponsible and underperformance is about to be terminated from the company. However, the employer decided to retain that employee. And not only that he retained that employee, the employer gave that employee a new and better work position and increase in salary. You know, that is free gift. That is undeserved favor, a gift of grace, completely given by God apart from human merit. And the Apostle Paul says there is free gift that comes by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, which is much more. You know, I love what the New Century Version says, but the grace from God is much greater. So picture this with me right now. In a wrestling match, in one corner, there is that great and powerful sin and death. The opposite corner, there is that one man who is much greater with much powerful grace. Who do you think will win? Obviously, the winner is the one man with much more grace, Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Paul described this grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 17. Second part of the verse, it says, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace. The abundance of grace. Overflowing grace. Grace that is more than enough of supply. So, in other words, the point for us to be able to be free from the reign of sin and death, it is the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ reigning over sin and death. But wait, there is more. In verse 16, second part of the verse, what the grace of God, what the free gift by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ does for us, it says here in verse 16, the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. Not only that we can receive this abundant grace by the Lord Jesus Christ, it also brought us justification. Justification is a legal term. It means we are cleared from all charges. We are declared not guilty. So, if Adam brought upon us condemnation with one act of disobedience, the free gift of Jesus Christ delivers us from condemnation. But there is a repeated word of that word condemnation in verse 18. One act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. You know, I like what John Piper, an American theologian, said. Justification is not merely a new relationship with God or a new status before God hanging in the air. It is a new legal standing on the basis of Christ's righteousness or Christ's obedience. So because Christ was righteous for us, God can now justify us in spite of our many sins. I like what the Message Bible says about that verse in verse 16 and 18. But more than that, just getting us out of trouble, He got us into life. Hindi lang po tayo ginastify ng Panginoon, binigyan pa tayo ng buhay. If sin brings death, the abundant grace by the Lord Jesus Christ brings life. If we come from a state of being spiritually dead, the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ makes us spiritually alive. Why? Because the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ reigns over sin and death. Yes. It's not only the free gift by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that we receive. Meron pa pong isang free gift that we can receive. In the second part of verse 17, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. So here we receive not just the free gift of grace, but we also receive the free gift of righteousness. Si Lord, kung magbigay ng gift, labis-labis, gift of abundant grace and gift of righteousness. Ang sarap, di po ba? Because of Jesus Christ, we receive this gift. Gift of abundant grace and gift of righteousness. In fact, in verse 19 it says, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. Dahil po sa obedience ni Lord, tayo po ay naging matuwid. In fact, the Lord Jesus' ultimate obedience was when He obeyed even to the point of death. Philippians 2:8 says, and being found in human form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And because of the obedience of Jesus, we are now righteous in the sight of God. Matthew Henry, a theologian in history, said, the disobedience of the first Adam ruined us. The obedience of the second Adam saved us. Jesus saved us by His grace. We were made righteous by the obedience of Christ. You know, we're so thankful to God that He made us righteous. That is our new identity. That is our new status. Pag tinanong po tayo, ano ang ating status? We are made righteous by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ reigns over sin and death. So now, how can we move forward in this life with the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? We can find the answers in verse 20 and 21 of Romans 5. Verse 20 says, now the law came in to increase the trespass. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. Yes, there is increasing sin in our world, increasing wickedness and evil today. And yet the Bible tells us the grace of God abounds all the more. What does this mean? Alam niyo po, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that abounds all the more in our lives, hindi po ito license for us to sin. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that abounds all the more enables us to overcome sin, to be victorious over sin. Why? Because the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ reigns over sin and death. Imagine the bad habits na meron tayo sa buhay. Right? The bad habits may be of procrastination. Yung iba, di ba? Yung mapanghusga. Yung iba, they're living beyond their means. Yung iba, attention grabbing or being an epal. Yung iba naman, they have this wrong mindsets. May mga ungodly beliefs sila, may poverty mentality sila, may crab mentality, may ningas kugon, and so on and so forth. You know, we can reign over all these things because the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ reigns over sin and death. Verse 21, it says, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we can see in verse 21 that grace reigns through righteousness. In other words, because of grace by the Lord Jesus Christ, we can live righteous. Because the grace of God reigns through our Lord. You know, the grace of God is a person. Jesus Christ is the grace of God. And so we can continue to experience the grace and living a righteous life through the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our life. Kaya po, let's continue to be under the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will experience His abundant grace for us to live righteous life. And, you know, in the second part of verse 21, it says that through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ leads to eternal life. Pag sinabi po natin eternal life, buhay na walang hanggan, hindi lang po ito future tense. Eternal life is a present tense that we experience every day through the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And so I encourage us to continue to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and let us continually experience that life, that eternal life that comes from Him. So as I close this message today, I would like to pray for all of us. Maybe as you have watched this message today, you are believing God to overcome some sin issues in your life or bad habits or wrong mindset. You know, the good news is the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ reigns over sin and death. We can be victorious and we can overcome sin and bad habits and wrong mindsets. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your grace. Thank you for the free gift by the Lord Jesus Christ. The free gift of grace that we receive. Lord Jesus, we come to you and we humble before you and we ask for your forgiveness from all of our sins. Forgive us from wrong mindsets and bad habits. Lord, right now, we come to you and we appropriate your grace, your abundant grace that reigns over sin and death. Lord, thank you. Today we receive your abundant grace for us to overcome sin and breaking bad habits and overcoming wrong mindsets. We receive your grace right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to pray also for some people watching with us right now, you know, without the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all eternally separated from God. The only way for us to be saved from this eternal separation from God is to receive the grace of God, Jesus Christ. And so, if you are here and you need to receive Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior, right now, I would like to invite you to pray with me right now. Pray this with me. Father in heaven, thank you for your grace that is in Jesus Christ. I humble before you, and I ask for your forgiveness from all of my sins. Forgive me, O God, from all of my sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died for all of my sins. And because of your grace, I am forgiven and I have eternal life. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord, as my Savior, from this day onward, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer in your heart and you received Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, I would like to congratulate you for your decision. And we would like to help you start that relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Please contact us with the phone numbers on your screen. We would be glad to help you grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. For the rest of us, I would like to speak a word of blessing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. God bless you and see you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.